Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the George Parris Cemetery. As the memories of the living fade from generation to generation, unfortunately at times, so do the resting places for their bodies. The George Parris Cemetery in Virginia seems to be one of those places. Once a prominent resting place for a captain of the Revolutionary War, it now sits overgrown with weeds, trees, and elements of nature, slowly taking over a plot of land lined with moss-covered gravestones. A time, and much of the living, forgot. Today, it seems that there may be more activity from the dead inside the stone gates of the cemetery than anyone alive, including TB patients, fatalities of war, the ghost of a little boy whose life tragically ended in a hunting rifle accident, and many others. Today, we learn about the ghosts of the George Parris Cemetery with paranormal investigator Jake Fife.
Well, the backstory of the cemetery is pretty interesting. George Parris himself, he was the one who settled the town of Parrisburg. And when he went there, it was a very wild territory. There were a lot of Native American tribes that were pretty aggressive towards the local farmers. So there was a local militia that was formed to kind of fight off. And it's been said that around the area of where the cemetery was, there were a few skirmishes. And actually something very interesting, I'm sure you all are very familiar with the famous Lake Shawnee. Well, the massacre, the Mitchell Clay Massacre, they had a farm that was about half a mile from where the cemetery is, and it was close to George Parris's house. And after the Clay family's bodies were found at Lake Shawnee, they were brought back to pretty much where the cemetery is now. It's actually, I think, about 400 yards away from where the cemetery is. But after a while, I think it was in the 1930s or 40s, they actually moved, quote-unquote, most of the bodies that we know of to this other cemetery. So, you know, there's that connection to Lake Shawnee. But the cemetery, it was kind of always unassuming, aside from, you know, that's where the founder of the big town in the area was buried. He ended up dying in 1812. He was a veteran of the Revolutionary War. So, you know, he was a big deal. And so that cemetery was a big deal. And they had it on top of a small little ridge. They had it really nicely. It was more of, when people were coming into the town, that was one of the first things that they would see. So it was something that they were proud of. And a lot of the local well-known people were buried in that cemetery. It was almost kind of like a rite of honor to be buried, you know, with the founder. A lot of the Confederate soldiers during the Civil War, they were buried up there as well. But as we get to about the 1920s, 1930s, they start, you know, moving away from the cemetery a little bit. Part of the Appalachian Trail encompasses the road leading up to the cemetery. So the cemetery itself is a part of the Appalachian Trail, which, you know, we could get into the whole mystical energy attached to the Appalachian Trail because it does play a part, I believe. But starting about the 1970s, 1980s, the cemetery was basically abandoned, pretty much. No one was really being buried up there anymore. You know, they were letting it overgrow for the most part. It didn't look very good. And so there was this local historical society, and they started trying to clean it up just a little bit, and they did a really good job with it. They put up a nice wall around George Parris's grave, which is cool for me because I'm related to George Parris. And after a while, they kind of moved away from working on the cemetery. And it's said that there is this local satanic group, one that there's many locations in southern West Virginia that has bad energy attached to them. And it's because of this one group. They had a bunch of little locations, but it said one of their main headquarters was the George Parris Cemetery. And according to local legends, that's where they did their sacrifices. That's where they did their summoning ritual of evil, demonic entities. And you know, this went on from about the early 80s up until some people even say it's still going on, although personally I don't believe that. But it said that when they left the cemetery, they left this guardian, and it's supposed to be this tall, about 7 foot tall red-eyed creature that attacks people, you know, when they're investigating the cemetery. And I actually talked to some people that investigated it, and they said they saw the thing and that they were affected by it. But when they attempted to use holy water, it was no good. So, you know, that's something that's always kind of intrigued me is, you know, why didn't, you know, holy water work on what is known as a demonic entity when it should work?
Sure.
But it's really interesting because there's not too much history to it. You know, I just was able to describe it that fast. So it always made me wonder why it was so haunted and why it had such that dark reputation. Because even before the satanic group moved in, it was known as the creepy place you don't go in the evening or at night. People have reported that they have seen Confederate soldiers walking around. People have reported hearing strange knocks coming from the woods. This place, it can be intense. There are some times when you go up there and you don't feel like you're a part of this physical plane anymore.
This place, obviously, it has a very long and very storied history. Any thoughts as to why this cemetery became the target of that group, the satanic group, to be doing these rituals in its setting?
I think it's because of how secluded it is, mm-hmm. because it used to be clear, like I was telling you earlier, they had it, you know, when you were coming into town, you could see the cemetery. Well, over the years, it took its toll. And it's basically a forest that's grown up all around it, as to where the only thing you can see from the road now is this American flag that's hanging up close to George Parrish's grave. And even in the summertime, when the trees are in full bloom, you can't see the flag. So, you know, this is something that's almost been completely forgotten by people. And I think that's what attracted that group to it, because, you know, they could go up there and really do what they wanted and no one would, you know what they were doing. No one would ask questions. Mm-hmm. And the road that actually leads to the cemetery is kind of like a back road for this factory that's close by. So, you know, after 5-6 o'clock, no one's really on that road.
So it's just a place they can go and no one will ever... no one would catch what they were doing.
Right.
With these rituals and these, you know, what they were doing beyond the cemetery, was there any repercussions from, you know, the stories of what was allegedly going on in that cemetery with that group?
Well, you know, it's one of the things that's been said is they started up at the cemetery and that they slowly started moving to other places in the area.
Mm-hmm.
I can think of about 2 or 3 other places within about 10 miles that same group used. So the George Parrish Cemetery was kind of where they established their foothold. And it's still to this day, even though it's been maybe 10 or 15 years since they've been doing their rituals up there, people are still getting physically attacked by something up there. I have been up there alone a few times, and it feels like your head is on a ship rocking back and forth. And it was weird. The first time I went up there, it was Memorial Day of 2017, and it was just this, you know, you couldn't hear something saying get out, but you could feel that was the general tone of the area. But it was kind of isolated to just the cemetery boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time I went, which was in November when we were filming our investigation episode, I started getting that feeling when I was at the entrance down at the bottom of the hill that says, "Welcome to George Parrish Cemetery." So, you know, something is causing that energy to spread. And I don't know what it is. I've actually never encountered that in a cemetery before. But, you know, I don't know how far it's going to spread, but it does seem to be affecting people. Because there's also been a few people that has been injured on the trails. There's been some illegal activities out of complete nowhere that's been caught up there. So this has basically been the hive of bad things.
So the cemetery that had these rituals performed in it now has this energy in it. Is there any way to reverse such, I don't know, I want to say the word spell, but something of that nature where something occurred there? And I would assume the cemetery by nature itself did not have that energy in it, but it was a door was opened and it brought it in.
Oh, yeah, definitely a big door was opened, almost like a garage door, basically. But I do think that there is something that could reverse it. I don't know what it is, because the only thing that I know people have tried up there is holy water. And allegedly, it, has no effect on the area. So, something like holy water doesn't work.
Let's touch a little bit about the Appalachian Trail a little bit. And you had mentioned paranormal occurrences with it. Could you connect on that a little bit for us?
Well, the Appalachian Trail is pretty notorious. If you've ever read David Plotty's Missing 411, there's a lot of people that go missing on the Appalachian Trail. There is a strange energy to the trail. I can't even begin to count all the murders, all the, serial killers that have utilized the Appalachian Trail. And then, we go to other areas where satanic groups and other nefarious groups have, done rituals along the trail. And it seemed like almost like you pour, poison at the top of a river, mouth of the river, it's just flown downstream. And I think we're seeing a similar effect with the Appalachian Trail. For some reason, activities in one or two isolated spots of it has somehow polluted the entire trail's energy. And I think that the George Parrott Cemetery is one of the areas where that pollution is strongest. You have Sasquatch sightings, you have UFO encounters, lizardmen sightings, paranormal stuff, demonic stuff, elemental stuff that's seen all over the Appalachian Trail. And so to have a location that is so, enriched with the dark arts, with actual demonic rituals, where there were blood sacrifices made, and, you connect it with that polluted energy, it's almost like a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it just kind of continues on forward as time goes on. So what drew you to the cemetery itself, you personally, to begin investigating it?
Well, personally, it was in May of 2017. It was a Memorial Day, and I was visiting my grandparents and my uncle, and something we do every Memorial Day, because I had many family members that served in the armed forces. We would go around to family cemeteries and we would put flowers on our family's graves. That's just, it's always been a tradition of ours. And there was one time that May 2017 that my uncle was like, "Hey, have you ever been up to George Parrott?" And I was like, "I've heard of it, never been there." He's like, "Well, you're related to George Parrott. He's a veteran of the Revolutionary War. We should go real quick." And so we went up there just, kind of on a whim thing. And it was a bright, sunny day. I do remember that there was hardly a cloud in the sky. It was like 72, 73 degrees. But when we got up to the cemetery, it was like it almost got dark, because the trees are almost covering you over top. And there was just this, I remember, a dark energy that, even though, we were in high spirits, we had that positive energy we were exuberating that was, I guess, fighting back the negative energy, you could still feel the negativity. And instantly, I knew I had to go back to that cemetery to investigate. And, that's kind of what led me to that cemetery.
And once you got into the cemetery, what was your initial reaction? I know you had mentioned earlier how it kind of felt for you, but was that how it felt immediately when you got there?
Oh, yes. Now, like I said earlier, it used to be, at the very bottom of the hill, there's an old wooden plaque. It's literally a wooden plaque that says George Parrott Cemetery. Mm-hmm. And it's off to the side of the trail. And it used to be you could go up the trail, because it's a long, long trail. It's a bit of a hike. You used to be able to walk all the way up to the trail to the mouth of the cemetery before you would feel that energy. Now, the most recent time I went, you go to that sign at the very bottom of the ridge and you feel that energy.
And it's just there. And
yeah.
So when you began your investigation, what was your thought on this? Were you aware of the satanic rituals that had been occurring at the cemetery, or was it something you found out later on as you began digging?
Oh, that was something I was aware of very early on. After I was there in May 2017, I resolved I was going back. And so I did as much research as I could. So I knew very well what had happened up there. But what intrigued me was my dad, when he was an investigator in the 90s, he had investigated some cemeteries that same satanic group did other rituals at. And so, I was asking him, what kind of stuff they did, energies to watch out for. So, I was taking field notes. I was getting prepared. And, you know, I started putting it out there in the local area, and people are telling me different, you know, rumors, quote unquote, about what had happened up there. So when I went up to the cemetery for my big investigation, I wanted to prove whether or not the rumors were true. Mm-hmm. And so that was my main goal going into the investigation.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks and then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.